Facebook page dedicated to Amanda Todd's memory, the bullies have found her again. A hangman's noose below it, "Rest in peace, Amanda," laugh out loud. "I'm so happy she's dead now," wrote another who identified herself as a classmate. And pictures, the one the teen wished she'd never shared, posted over and over again. Police investigating her death are now also investigating this.
You gather enough evidence to potentially identify an individual that may in some way have played a role in her ultimately making this terrible decision.
This is Amanda Todd just weeks ago, in flashcards detailing a teenage mistake, a nude photo sent in trust, then broadcast for all to ridicule. She changed homes, she changed schools, but the internet bullies wouldn't allow the gossip to die. The 15-year-old killed herself Wednesday. Her mother said she's proud her daughter made that video.
She didn't want anyone to feel the pain that she felt. She had the biggest heart.
It changes your life forever.
If anyone understands this pain, Alan Hubley does. His son Jamie was bullied. Last October, the 15-year-old killed himself. Hubley's been fighting for change ever since.
People in British Columbia will come together and just say to the bullies that it's over. The game's up. Stop.
Cyberbullying and sexting are words experts say need to become part of all Canadians' vocabulary. Advice for parents, educate your kids, remind them what goes online stays online.
Just like they teach kids about being street smart and street safety, they can teach you about cyber safety.
While police investigate how and why Amanda Todd died, BC's premier is calling for change, potentially making cyberbullying a criminal offense, identifying and punishing kids who hurt kids. Lisa?
It is beyond sad.